I had one mama give me when I married in 1929. It drew a wall up, and it had panels in that round wide, and it wasn't no strip, wasn't no boards, wasn't stripped, just a solid panel of the prettiest black wall that you've seen. That damn bed would bring you $1,000 now if you had one. Like, she gave it to me and Edna when we started keeping out, and it belonged to her grandma. Had grid, big posts on it, and they was carved, made them in a lay, you know, a hand lay. I don't know what the hell they pulled it with. There wasn't no gasoline engine. I reckon it had a steam engine to pull it with. Might have pulled it with a damn mule. Huh. We used to make well with a damn mule.
Really?
Hell yeah, so I could go around a sawmill mill, kick him to it, and had cogs on it, and had a shaft running, and had a pulley on it, and put a belt on it. He'd go around and around, and it'd pull them pump that water down them well with it.
I didn't know that.
Had mule gins, too. I remember we used to have a gin that had a boil on it, but the mule pressed the cotton, pulled it around, and you know, pressed the bale down, call them horse gins.
Now, did you have a room that you'd put your clothes in?
Had a trunk to put your clothes in. A big, call them wardrobe. Red, big wardrobe, just put high. It's high ceiling. The hell, that ceiling is 14 feet. Red, big, high ceiling. They had them high so it'd be cool in the summer, you know?
Yeah.
And high ceiling, they'd put a damn wardrobe in there. Grandpa would put his tobacco, chewing tobacco stuff up on top of it. Had two big doors open on it and had a few drawers on the bottom of it, and you hung all your clothes on hand and the rack and that clothes rack you made and put in there, they were made out of wood. They wasn't a wire cold clothes rack, the homemade clothes rack. They had a piece of wire went through them from the center of them up where they hung, but all the rest of them were wood. I got some of them out there in my house.
From other pieces of furniture you had?
They'd have old saves, you know, maybe made out of tin.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'd make a homemade one, make them out of screen wall, so you could get hold of the screen wall. I remember when there wasn't no damn screen wall. You couldn't buy no screen wall. You had to get your tangle foot and put on the table to catch the flies, and you'd eat done. Sometimes the preacher, somebody come and set two, three, keep the damn flies swapped off of the damn table. Take a great big long stick and put brush it. Cut paper strips and tie on it. Just gonna fling it over the table while everybody's eating. Keep the damn flies off the table. There's no such a damn thing as no pour no fly with we got now this guff and black flag and all that stuff. And a fly spray wasn't on. Make a damn fly swatter and kill them bison. The only way you get rid of them. And if you got a damn barn around close to the house, you have this mule and cow way off. Put them off 2 feet up. Way off my house. Folks say, what the hell he put this damn barn way off down there for? Damn old pen. Breed flies of them, you know. And hell, they had to keep them way off down to keep the flies from being so damn bad around the house. They was flies as hell. Wasn't no such a thing as a screen in porch or a screen door. That's the reason damn many folks died of malaria, mosquitoes, you know, biting them. Hell, they didn't know they'd take down chill tonics.
Quinine?
Yeah, there wasn't much quinine back. I read quinine was getting pretty plentiful then. You couldn't get nobody in this damn building, no way in the world. You know how the mosquitoes in these swamps were and all this land cleaned up? They say if you go to the down belly, you'll take the chills and die, and you would too.
Yeah.
You'd kill you. You'd take a layer of hematuria and get your kidneys, you know, and you go to passing blood, and the first thing you knew, you're dead as hell. I know lots of people about my age died with malarial hematuria. Yeah. I'd have died with malarial hematuria or something if I had an aunt. They would have been medicine, a hub of amethyst, when I went to find out how they chills.